T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Thing called the Hockman and Crowder simulcast on a Monday, and I promised you an expert in the world of wrestling and broadcasting, and Josh Appel is that, even though he was my former intern. We're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. So, as I said earlier in the show, Josh Appel, he does play-by-play nationally on NFL and college football broadcasts for Sports USA Media. He did the Dolphins game against the Colts in Week 10 last season nationally. He was the winner of the 2016 Jim Nance Award, which is a high honor for a young broadcaster. And I think most importantly, he was the co-host of the short-lived Smark Your Territory pro wrestling podcast on the Five Reasons smattering of podcasts. And he loves professional wrestling, which is why we're having him on. Hello, Josh. That could not have been more appropriate. You want to get him back? Yeah. Is it because I called? Is it because I called Five Reasons a smattering of podcasts?
I guess, man. You know they're controlling the airwaves now.
Tell you what, man. This mark your territory. You never know what you're gonna hear on that. All right, hold on. We'll get him back on the line there.
When you love somebody, boy, you treat them different, don't you? Good grief! You killed the man. I thought y'all were tight.
I love this guy. I used to make sure that the interns, I would send them out. Let's say it was, you know, give them $20, $30. And I would go, come back with a lot of snacks. We had a lot of guys on the show. Come back with good snacks and good drinks. Appel was one of the guys that would come back with good snacks and good drinks. Ira Winderman's kid, Jake, was terrible at it. He just didn't know what he was doing. I think Jake was one of your interns for a while, wasn't he?
Yes, Jake interned with us, and you're right. He didn't know what the hell to get. Nobody wants those damn little peanut bars, the little orange Chico sticks. He'd get the worst candy ever.
But that to me was a judge of a good intern. It's like, here's $30. Come back with good stuff. And if you come back and there's no handicap fries in there, then you just don't know what you're doing. That's my first gauge. All right, Josh, are you back?
I'm back. I'm here. And it's funny you bring up Andy Capp's hot fries, because I actually have two bags of those in my cabinet right now. I had stocked up on those for quarantine. Had to.
That's why you've become a successful broadcaster in your own right, because you're a good judge of what's right and what's wrong. And if you can have Andy Capp fries as part of your quarantine rations, you're obviously a good judge of what's right and what's wrong. So Josh Appel is with us. He is a professional broadcaster. He truly is making his mark on broadcasting. I got to ask you, before I talk about WrestleMania, though, is there anything on your schedule coming up to broadcast, or is your schedule completely wiped clean?
Well, I had some soccer. I had some college baseball. I had some tennis that right now is scheduled for July, which I guess would be technically the next thing, but I mean, everything is kind of in flux. So technically right now there are zero things on my future schedule to call.
You don't you're not broadcasting anything virtually. You're not doing any of the marbles competitions or anything.
not that I've been asked to do yet, at least.
All right, well, let's talk WrestleMania here. Josh Appel with us. It's a whole different animal to be doing the show from our houses.
Yeah.
So you're a wrestling fan. Smark, your territory took off, and you've really been able to do something on the heels of that. But honestly, how was WrestleMania? You've been a wrestling fan for a long time. You enjoy wrestling. WrestleMania is a Super Bowl to you. How was WrestleMania on TV over two nights with no fans in attendance?
It was hard to really know what it was going to be like. I actually was going to, I was supposed to be up in Tampa for the show with a handful of friends, my co-host, Mr. Bill Levin, on Smarker Territory. We were all supposed to be up there, and I wasn't really sure what to expect. So I didn't really go in, for lack of a better term, expecting anything else other than, you know, just kind of silence. And I was curious to see how, you know, their pre-taped segments would go, the matches in front of nobody. Like, how am I going to get emotionally invested in these things? And I'll tell you what, given the circumstances, I'm not sure they could have put on a better show. It was legitimately entertaining on both nights. Yeah, there were some highs and lows, and that's with any wrestling card. But for the circumstances they were given, performing in front of nobody, and then, you know, they don't really have a great track record of these pre-recorded off-site segments like they did with the Boneyard match with Undertaker and AJ Styles, and then what they did with Bray Wyatt and John Cena. They don't necessarily have a great track record of, number one, understanding how to do good segments like that, number one, and number two, is executing them. So really, I couldn't have expected it to be as good as it was. I was very pleasantly surprised.
And Josh, you talk about the not having a fan, and, you know, something all the sports are dealing with. What did you see the biggest struggle that, you know, the wrestlers had, the production crew had, with not having a fan base out there watching?
Well, I mean, live crowds make or break a wrestling show. I mean, you can have two of the best in the ring for 10, 12 minutes, and the crowd could be sitting on their hands making no noise in El Paso, Texas, and it could really take away from it. But you put on that same match in Philadelphia or Boston or Chicago, and the fans are screaming out of their minds. It just makes the match feel so much better than it, you know, might be or whatever. I mean, you could tell that some performers were trying to go over the top with their facial expressions, their trash talking in the ring, or just kind of how they would react to a certain spot. And they were trying to overcompensate for it and kind of play to the audience of millions that was watching instead of the audience of thousands that would have been in attendance. And I think that you really saw the ones that are really, really good at pro wrestling and the art of it exceed. And you'd see a lot of people saying good things about those matches. And the guys who are kind of newer and already kind of not liked by the fan base, they kind of struggled. And those are the matches that, you know, people couldn't keep their attention on. I'll just give you an example. Last night, the first match that kicked off the show was Charlotte Flair and Rhea Ripley. And that was for the women's title of the development brand, which isn't really development anymore. They're on national TV every week. But I want to say they went for 15, 20 minutes, and they're grunting and they're hollering like they're doing a match at Raymond James Stadium. Another example, you look at the ladder match from night one, where three guys are throwing themselves off the top of ladders in front of nobody. And one of the wrestlers, actually, Xavier Woods, he said, you know what, this hurts about 10 times more in front of nobody, because you don't have that adrenaline going than it does if you were to be, you know, in an emptier arena.
Yeah, that actually makes sense. Josh Appel is with us. He is our WrestleMania correspondent. I didn't watch any of it. I'm not a wrestling fan. Neither is Crowder. I saw that Rob Gronkowski won a belt. Now, I didn't know that he was up to win a belt. I thought he was just the MC.
Okay, so here's the thing with the championship that he won. It's called the 24/7 championship, and it's this thing that kind of they enforce rules when they want, so it can be defended. But think of like the hardcore title from the Attitude Era. It's basically that kind of concept. Rob Stone, the Fox college football and soccer host, has actually won it before. It's been defended on a golf course, on a plane tarmac, and see, exactly. And so, of course, Rob Gronkowski is going to jump off the platform he was hosting on onto a bunch of wrestlers nobody's ever seen or heard of, and then pin somebody and win the title. And I think some people would argue that it's the most prestigious title he's ever won.
Wow. Yeah, I guess between that and the Super Bowl, it's a toss-up, which is better.
Well, there were actually odds on a certain betting site that turned out to be wrong, obviously, and just a misprint, where it had the odds for him winning the actual, like, WWE or Universal Championship, and he was a heavy favorite for that and a huge underdog to not win it. And so my first thought was, oh my God, they're gonna like they're gonna panic and do something to like shoehorn him in to make this so like the mainstream people cover it because you know there's nobody there. But thank God it was just this and it was perfect. Nobody will remember it. Nobody really cares about it. It was nice off to the side and there you go. Happy 24/7 championship winner, Rob Gronkowski.
Josh, does Gronk really move the needle financially, viewing wise? Did he move the needle for wrestling?
I mean, maybe some casuals will come over and watch. I'm sure people in the sports world tuned in just to kind of see what he was doing. But he wasn't like a huge part of the show. I remember actually being in Orlando for WrestleMania a few years ago, and he actually got involved in the pre-show battle royal to help his friend who's in the company win the match, his friend who he actually pinned last night to win the title he won. But back then, he helped him win a battle royal. Like, he threw his drink onto the wrestler and hopped the barricade and went into the ring and shoulder tackled the guy. And it's like, it's nice for the moment or two there, but I mean, I can't see, you know, that move. Like, I'll tell you, the actual fans of wrestling probably didn't like it because, like, the internet wrestling fans, the hardcore wrestling fans, they hate when, like, that type of stuff happens. But
that's happened a long time, right? Mr. T, Dennis Rodman.
Oh, for sure.
Like, there's been athletes and entertainers for a long time that somehow make their way into the ring for an appearance or two.
Yeah, no question about it. And I think that's what this year's version of that was. It's just, I don't know, to people outside of the New England area, if anybody really cares all that much about Rob Gronkowski.
Yeah, from what I saw, it was like, I don't know. I think he feeds off a crowd. I think it was a little flat because
for sure.
He needs to feed off a crowd, right?
Well, absolutely. And I don't know if you saw the clip when he first appeared on SmackDown to announce he was hosting, but he did that gyrating motion when he was walking up the stairs and it didn't click because like you said, there's nobody there and he's just doing it for nobody. And it just felt really try hard. At least that's how it came off to me.
Josh Appel, a broadcaster in his own right and 2016 Jim Nance Award winner. Very proud of this guy and host of the short-lived Smark Your Territory pro wrestling podcast.
We're on hiatus.
The Five Reasons. How long have you been on hiatus?
I think we were going to come back around WrestleMania. We've been on hiatus since like the end of last year.
I mean, are you on hiatus if the hiatus is longer than the actual run of the show?
Hey, Hawk, no badgering the guest.
He doesn't even have the Five Reasons sign-in anymore.
Look,
sorry,
hey,
Josh.
Listen, that's fine. Bill still tweets on the account. You can follow the account on Twitter at SmarkTweets. We're very active on there.
There you go.
The plan is to come back eventually.
All right. Well, everyone is waiting. Josh Appel, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for breaking. So how would you rate, by the way, like 1 through 10, how would you rate WrestleMania? Were you captivated the entire weekend?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I was glued to the couch both nights for all 4 hours, 3.5 hours, whatever it was. I think a 7.5, 7.6 out of 10, given the circumstances, you kind of grade on a curve. It was a perfectly watchable show. And everything else, the 4 or 5 matches that were really good kind of put it over the top and made it one that a lot of people expected to be one of, if not the worst WrestleManias of all time. So I've seen some people talking about it being, you know, one of the more memorable ones given everything that's happening around it. Especially, you know, the Boneyard. Hawk, I feel like this Boneyard match and this Bray Wyatt, John Cena, Firefly Funhouse match are right up your alley.
Yeah, is that the one where I saw some hand coming out of the dirt?
Exactly. It was just so everything absurd and great about pro wrestling.
All right, I'm in on that. You've sold me on that. And then who won? Is there a WrestleMania winner?
I mean, the people won their matches. So Drew McIntyre beat Brock Lesnar for the big championship.
That was the big one. That was like the headline match.
Yeah, that and the two pre-recorded matches. So Undertaker winning and Bray Wyatt beating John Cena, and then Drew McIntyre was the final. Drew McIntyre, Brock Lesnar was the main event of everything. It was the last match to go on. Drew McIntyre won the Royal Rumble and completed that story by winning the championship in the last match last night.
Gotcha. All right, Josh Appel.
And I think Goldberg has asthma now, I heard. They said he was retired in 10 seconds.
What happened to Goldberg?
They said he has asthma. They said he was huffing and puffing. I don't know. I was used to be my man.
That they're still trying to do this with Goldberg in 2020 is crazy to me. He can't do anything. Yes. He does two moves, a spear and a jackhammer that's kind of like a suplex kind of thing. And he can't even do the jackhammer. It's one move that he's supposed to be his finishing move. He can't do it.
Josh, how old is Goldberg? Asthma.
No, you know what? He's 53. He's only 53.
Only because you're 50.
I know, but I'm saying, like, I feel like 53, he should still be able to. Isn't Hulk Hogan still wrestling?
No, Hulk Hogan is not still wrestling. He's making appearances, but he's not still wrestling.
Sure.
Undertaker would
sure.
be like, I'm positive.
All right. Bruno Sammartino, is he still wrestling? We don't know.
I don't think Bruno is on any cards anytime soon.
All right. Okay. All right, there you go. Josh Appel, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for making time for us, Josh. We appreciate it.
No, appreciate you guys having me. Stay safe.
There you go. Josh Appel, Lead the Ticket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.